This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It feels like there are not that many Nets fans, yet we work with a million of them.
We do.
Keith McPherson, Sean Marash, Jerry Recco, and maybe most notably, Evan Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just say that at this time of need for Evan, I do think that we should take it easy on him and have mercy on him because he is a diehard Nets fan that is just miserable because the Nets have been awful for the majority of his existence. And he hates the Knicks with a passion. Deeply, deeply hates the Knicks. So as much as we're all enjoying this, Evan is hating this. And I do want to have a little bit of mercy on him, BT, because I feel badly for him that yet again, when a team is having success, he's on the outside looking in. It just hasn't happened for him.
Yeah.
And the one team that unifies the city that is having some success now and maybe bigger things lie ahead for the Knicks, Evan is going to be on the outside looking in.
So he hates the Knicks, but he doesn't hate the Yankees. Why?
I think he
shows the Yankees more respect. Yeah.
I mean, I know he tries to be, and he is, an unbiased broadcaster when he's doing his show.
Sure.
But he also admits to his truth of fandom. We know he's a diehard Mets fan, diehard Knick hater.
I think you have to know. If I'm a listener and I don't know who you root for, I don't think I can really connect to you. I have to know.
Okay.
I don't mean Mike Breen doing the game, or somebody. Like, if I'm listening to 3 or 4 hours of sports radio every day, I got to know who the hell you grew up rooting for.
Right, but it could go the other way if you're biased in your takes with that. Like if Evan were a, or whatever, you or I were a rah-rah Met guy or Met or Jet or Yankee guy, it'd be, to me, then the other side would be like, well, why can I take that person seriously? So for me, it's always been both. I think Evan does a good job of trying to be down the line and be fair
to
all teams.
He does.
But I was not aware that he doesn't hate the Yankees. I would actually call BS on that. I believe that he does, in fact, hate the Yankees.
Well, okay, I think I have a theory. I feel like what I hear him say, again, it shows more respect to the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, the Nick Needle is bigger.
Hates him.
But why? Like, let's get to the origin of that. Is it, I could only surmise, I think that when Jay Kidd and Jefferson, like that crew, like, the Knicks weren't good.
At that point, no.
No, but maybe in his mind, like, the Nets were still second citizens and it bothered him. Whereas when the Mets had their moments, granted few and far between, but when the Mets, you know, reach a certain level of achievement, it's not diminished. Like, the Mets get their flowers.
Right.
Whereas maybe he feels like deep down back in the day, you know, the Nets have been kind of glossed over and marginalized.
Right. Even when the Nets had success, it didn't really mean much.
It's a good theory, right?
Here's what I'd say to Evan. And again, I want everybody to join here, Knicks fans. Let's have a little mercy on him and think back to Evan. At least you'll always have 2004. You swept the Knicks in the first round of the playoffs. You'll always have that. Outside of that, it's going to get rough for you, my friend. It's getting rougher by the minute. He was texting me last night, upset about the lottery. I told you, I walked him in on one. Trolled him with the, hey, what number pick the Nets get? I can't see. I'm at the game. Oh, they got 8th. It's been a disaster. Oh,
how do you not have an ounce of street smarts with that? How do you not know that he's saying, just take the bait?
Realized,
I'm going to toy with you.
He realized soon after the Latrell Sprewell chip I sent him that I was messing with him.
That is a good one.
And then he said, I hope the Knicks lose by 50, which I really do think he believed was possible last night.
Uh-huh.
Didn't happen. Now no Tatum in the way. You know, unfortunately for Tatum, obviously, but he's not a part of the series any longer, you wouldn't think. I think Evan is bracing for... Even I saw his tweet. Did you see his tweet? Talking
about waking up almost crying, something like that?
Yeah, thinking like that the Knicks couldn't legitimately...
Yes, about the championship. Yes. Well, I mean, listen, he can distract himself by doing a few more Ricos and just throw himself into baseball, which he does very well. I heard him say something yesterday, and I listen, I know sometimes we all say things for effect, right?
Sure.
There is no way he meant this. Well I, with him, I guess I'm asking rather than stating. So he says to Teak, he's like, Teak, you know, listen, there's something wrong with me. Mm. You know, there's something wrong with all of us, but
right. Him.
Something wrong with me. He's like, I just saw, I guess it was a flashback to last year's draft lottery, okay? Last year's draft lottery, and he sees, like, the Bulls or the logos, whatever it is at this point, and he's like, and I'm just, I'm so nervous about tonight, or I have resentment, not resentment, however he framed that, I was in the car, I had a few things going on. I'm like, all right, like, if that was the Knicks, I'm praying we get the first overall pick, but... There's nothing that could give me anxiety or angst over what transpired a year ago.
Which is why I'm
like, what are we doing?
So I'm trying to have mercy on him. You know, he was beat up yesterday.
A little fragile.
When you are that vulnerable as a fan and that desperate, where you walk in with the T-shirt, the Brooklyn Nets T-shirt on.
Wear it yesterday?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
When the Knicks are playing a playoff game in Madison Square Garden, the biggest game in 25 years, on the verge of taking a 3-1 lead over the Celtics. And he walks in with his Nets T-shirt on, waiting for the lottery. Like, you already know that, all right, I kind of feel bad for him here. And then when they get the 8th pick, and then the Knicks beat the Celtics,
And then Tatum gets hurt. Not that he would never celebrate that, but now there's no chance of a comeback.
He's got to be
reeling. And now the Cavaliers probably lose. Knicks get home court in the next round. Oh, my God.
He's got to be reeling.
Yeah.
And he's got to be hoping against hope and praying to the sports gods. For anything but a Knicks. Like, at this point, he'd probably sign for the Knicks to get to the finals as long as they lost. He cannot have the Knicks win a championship. He can't take it. Seen the Giants win Super Bowls, Yankees win World Series.
The Giants are different, though. No, like, when the Giants win, that doesn't impact. I wasn't rooting against the Giants.
I know, but as a Jet fan, maybe you feel like you missed out.
I definitely feel that.
Any other team, not anger. For me, it's always any other team that I see celebrating outside of mine, which happens all the time.
Yeah, which is everybody.
It's painful. But especially for him, because now at least I could join the party here with the Knicks on the run.
Yeah.
He can't even enjoy this.
No, he can't. He is... a bit of an isolated figure in solitude on a lonely island. Just a couple of coconuts and his headphones and his laptop doing a few Ricos. What house?
Scorebook. BT Sal. Scorebook. The Fan 888-808-1019. Paul is in Old Tappan, New Jersey. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, and I just want to tell you, love you guys together. You guys are really, really something special. So thank you for that, first off. But... there is no way you got to take it easy on Evan, because I've listened for years to Evan take every shot he can against the Knicks, over a little shot here, a little dig there, a little, you know, enjoying way too much the misery of the Knicks fan to take it easy on him. It's just a small, listen, this is just a small, this is not a championship. This is just a second round game. And again, Evan gets what he deserves. Mm. In my opinion, anyway. So
yes, Paul, I understand that. I just feel badly for my friend, and thank you for the call. You know, he even tried so hard to troll with the Celtics picture and me in the Celtics jersey.
He walked into it. That's why I'm not going to really. I'm not going to call him out. I like Ev. I don't really engage in that stuff. Like, you know that. But he kind of deserves to be hung out to dry a little bit here, because what he tried to do to you. What he did do to you, what he did to Gio, he walked into this and he wrote his own sentence.
Some people like doing touchdown dances when they end.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
To the end zone. I like handing the ball off to the ref.
Now, Evan, that would make more sense if you got in the end zone a little bit more with your teams, Evan, like Barry.
Well, that's derived from Barry Sanders.
Yeah. Barry always scored, so Barry would flip it. Right. But our teams don't really score very much. So
I like, but when I come out on top, I like to act like I've been there before.
Humble Sal.
Yeah, I don't want to be dunking on anybody. And remember, just in case you missed it, and we've talked about this earlier in the week, but I know not everybody listens every second. I once went to a Nets-Knicks game in the regular season with Evan Roberts in, I'd say, 2004, the year that the Nets ended up sweeping the Knicks in the postseason. But Clifford Robinson hit a game winner at the buzzer, and Evan Roberts punched me in the arm of sheer joy and just jubilation. Mm-hmm. His little Nets fan self couldn't help but to punch me in the arm. We just had known each other. We weren't really friends. And I was like, all right, I could see his level of Net fandom. Fast forward about 20 years, here we are, where Evan is on the brink of disaster with his fandom, where the Nets are a complete mess and the Knicks are on the rise. Finally, BT, the Knicks are the key component.
Well, all
component
these years,
well,
you get to punch back.
But that's the point.
You can hold on to that.
The Knicks are the key component. Evan has been on top as far as the Knicks go because they haven't really been a threat. Obviously, they haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years.
Oh my God.
I didn't know. We didn't know Evan back then.
Yeah.
He was just doing a little part in private parts, I think, back in 1998, whatever it was. The last time the Knicks were in the Eastern Conference Finals, Evan was in Howard Stern's movie. Now it's becoming real for him for the first time.
And he feels it. And you really think it tortures him?
Oh.
You don't think it's an act?
Dude.
You don't think it's a bit? You don't think he's playing things up a little bit?
He's hated the Knicks when the Knicks have been awful.
Yeah.
So imagine,
that tells you all you need
bingo.
To know. Because you could just dismiss him at that point, and he couldn't. Because they stick with him.
And now the rise?
Yeah, now we're here. And now we're loud.
Have mercy on poor Evan. Bill's in Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Bill?
Billy.
Yeah, I love the show, guys. You guys have so much energy. It's amazing.
Thanks, man.
A little funny thing about Evan from a few years back, and when, you know, because they were so full of themselves when they got KD and Kyrie and Harden.
Oh, yeah, he was unbearable.
And then the funniest thing to me was that season, or right after that season, the two teams that they left to go to the Nets were playing in the finals, you know, KD and Kyrie. And I just thought that was one of the funniest things I ever heard in my life, that there's two guys that left their teams, and then their teams went to the finals that year.
Now, Bill,
think about it, right?
Yeah, well,
we were saying
we're
trying to take it easy, and thank you for the call. I want everybody to take it easy on Evan. Easy, like, don't dunk on him today when you could. You could call up his show. They start in about 25 minutes, and just let Evan have it. You could do that if you want. I just would have mercy on our little Nets friend, Evan Roberts.
Little Nets friend, Evan Roberts. All right, so, hold on. So, God almighty.
Oh, this is so much fun.
I don't know, this is getting fun. I didn't even know we were going here.
Me
but
neither.
I might have to enjoy this one. I usually don't do this stuff. All right, so, I don't know. If there wasn't actually a quantifiable model of fandom in terms of what person X puts out, and then it is met and documented by what team or teams Y give that person in return, he might be in the one percentile.
Where he gives...
He gives you everything.
110%.
Everything. And what does he get back? He gets back nothing.
From the Nets?
From the Jets? Well, from the Nets? I mean, now the Mets are on the uptick. All right, but you still got to win a championship. Even Seton Hall. I mean, poor Seton Hall can't find any NIL money. They got lapped by the Johnnies. Even the little people are piling up on them now.
Islanders.
Oh, but the Islanders. I mean, it's depressing.
I know. The Nets more so than anything. I'm telling you, the Knicks is his level of hatred for the Knicks is on par with any of his greatest passions. And to see them now start to rise, and likely, or they are on, let's just say they are on the verge of their first Eastern. He's lived 25 years without having to worry about the Knicks.
Yeah.
Now he's got to sweat.
The best part of this, too, is because Tiki, you know, Tiki wants a New York story. Like, he's fairly benign with this. Marash is a Nets fan.
Loogie Rabbit.
He stares right at Lugauer every single day, and he gets dude and dog to death. Oh, boy.
And I know just by watching some of the clips and listening to the show when Loogie is like, Knicks in six, blah, 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 before the series. And Evan's like, okay, Celtics in five. And even after game one, Evan was still so confident.
Mm-hmm.
Evan said, as a matter of fact, if the Knicks beat the Celtics, it would be a bigger upset than the Giants beating the undefeated Patriots.
I heard him say
that. In Super Bowl 42.
Now, I think his logic was actually good. I think that got a little hijacked there. But, you know, for the Giants to win that game, you got to win once. For the
Correct.
Knicks to beat the Celtics, you win four times.
Yeah.
And so I was actually kind of with him. I know what
Me
he
too.
Meant. Yeah, no,
saying,
I understood
I'm
it fully.
I'm not saying it's nuts.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I'm just saying that, so think in his little Nets-loving mind, how unlikely he thought the reality of the New York Knicks being in the Eastern Conference Finals is going
to
be.
I think it's time for Evan to write another book called, and the title is called, Emptiness.
Ev, you keep score of these games?
Poor guy. He's such a good dude, but man, oh man.
My life as a Nets fan. Hey,
it's one page.
He started.
Table of contents, three words.
KD, Kyrie.
Hey, I'll write the forward for you, buddy.
Yeah,
I'll write it for you.
And we have to hear about that. That's what makes this even sweeter. Oh, the Knicks can't get anybody.
Yeah, Knicks stink.
Durant
Knicks
and Kyrie chose
KD,
us.
Kyrie, yeah.
You wanted them.
Vince Carter, Brooklyn New Arena, yeah.
Oh God. The punch back in 04, the trolling with the Celtics jersey with me. He had that one on standby. He dug
did.
It up. He knew
Very
it.
Calculated move on his part. Very sinister, some might
when
say.
When you take a shot like that, you can't miss.
Yeah.
And he did take that shot thinking that the Celtics were going to win this series.
And he looks like he's going to miss.
BT and Sal on the fan. Evan and Tiki. They're coming up in about 20 minutes. 888-808-1019.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the fan.
Brooklyn, who I ran into last night outside of the world's most famous on the subway as we were going back downtown. He said, I'm going to call you guys tomorrow. Listen all the time. Here he is leading us off. What's up, Mark?
What a night. What a night. I am 27 years old. I texted my family after game one, the big comeback in Boston. And I said, that's the best Knick game I have seen in my life so far. And the key words at the end, gentlemen, were so far. BT, you just hit on it. This has been an interesting playoff. We had a series with Detroit that we won, but it was gritty. We didn't really win it our way. Inconsistency from the guys at the top. Then we go up 2-0 Boston, but we're still not playing great. Last night was the night. We put away any talk of playing with house money or a 2-3 year window, or even, and I've been on this team, but even firing Thibodeau, last night put that to bed. This team is ring hunting. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No more talk about doing it at home. No more talk about not being able to beat legitimate teams. This team showed last night what a championship team needs to show. The Garden showed up. The Knicks showed up. We're not done yet, boys.
There you go. What a way to start the show. In case you missed anything, check it out on the Free Odyssey app. So I ran into him as I was waiting for the one train at Penn Station. And, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you. And they don't.
Mm-hmm. Or they do and they can't get in.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. So I saw him and we had a little bit of a conversation. Then again, we happened to get on the same train and he got off. And I said, all right, hey, Mark, don't forget. I expect a call.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is leading off the show. So it was nice to run into him and great to feel that passion right out of the gate. And what was BT? I mean, look, it was they're within one game of the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. But that still, to me, was an all-time great Knicks playoff game. I wasn't around for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I'm concerned, especially being there, that was one of the great victories the Knicks have ever had.
It was sick, dude. And, you know, the only thing that's missing, because the evening was phenomenal. Obviously, Tatum's injury stinks. But from a Knicks perspective, great night. You know, basically a 40 piece from Jalen Brunson, commanding series lead at this point. Great show, a lot of fun. It's one thing missing. Where is Omar?
Yeah, where is Omar? You know, I wanted to hear from Omar yesterday. Yeah, Monday. I wanted to hear from Omar yesterday, and he was a no-show, and I'm thinking, all right, Omar's in his feelings. He's upset about game three. But where is Omar?
I don't know.
I want to hear from him. Come on, Omar. Well, to be fair, I don't want to hear from him after a win. I want to hear from him both.
I know.
If you're not going to call us after a loss, then we don't want to hear from you after a win. But I want to get the feel of Omar. in this Knicks series, and we haven't heard from him since last week. Eric is calling from Hempstead. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I just want to inform you Knicks fans, just pump your blue brakes a little bit here, buddies. Okay? Y'all guys are talking like y'all don't want a chip, like this banner's going up because you're...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.